You're listening to Valley Edition. And speaking of groundwater, in less than an hour, Governor Brown is expected to sign historic groundwater regulation bills, three bills that have been on his desk that for the first time would provide state regulation of the water that lies underneath the ground in California. Joining us now to give a different perspective on this issue is Joel Nelson. He is with California Citrus Mutual, one of a number of ag groups here in the Central Valley that remains opposed to the bills that the governor is expected to sign. Joel, welcome to Valley Edition.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
First of all, just briefly, how are your growers dealing with this drought as the summer is about to turn into fall?
It's a tough situation. We lost a lot of surface water. We had some growers that were extremely vulnerable as a result of that. There have been some trees or acres that have been bulldozed. Some of our acreage has had an insufficient water supply, so that's going to affect fruit size. By and large, the industry's in good shape, but there's going to be some people suffering as a result of the drought.
So you had a big event yesterday talking about your concerns over
right.
this new groundwater legislation. What are those concerns?
Well, first of all, we've got to separate the issue from how to approach it. There needs to be some groundwater management plans put into place. There are some in some of our citrus areas in the San Joaquin Valley, farther south over in Ventura, down in Riverside County as an example, but there's lots of places where they're not. And as your message earlier stated, there are some people with long straws that are creating some additional problems. We do have issues with overdrafting. But the manner in which these bills were drafted and what they're requiring is going to do nothing but create a multitude of controversy and chaos as we go forward to implement and try to achieve the stated goal. That's where our problem is. Not that there's legislation requiring groundwater management plans. It's what's in the legislation that dictates how we go about it.
So
that's the problem.
So specifically, what are those problems?
Well, number one, it has a lot of ambiguity regarding terms. It says we've got to have all the local agencies have to have a sustainable plan. Well, the State Water Resources Control Board sets up what judge and jury themselves as judge and jury and define sustainability, which may or may not be relevant to each and every district. One size doesn't fit all. They talk about significant and unreasonable reductions in groundwater storage. Well, what does that mean? For the citrus industry, we access probably 3 acre feet to produce a crop. Some of it comes from Mother Nature, some of it comes from surface water, some of it comes from groundwater. And then occasionally during the cold winter months, we access groundwater to protect the trees from frost. So are we going to be prohibited from doing that? And is that an unreasonable reduction in groundwater storage? There's a discussion regarding significant and unreasonable degradation of water quality. You've already got 3 state agencies working on that particular subject. Department of Pesticide Regulation specific to chemical use in agriculture. You have the Regional Water Board that already is focused on that. And the State Water Resources Control Board already has action items focused on that. So now we've got a fourth effort by government to police the same issue. That's unreasonable. You have a suggestion that some of this groundwater may be redirected towards environmental uses rather than what the landowner has originally envisioned, whether it be a housing development that has its own water supply or a farmer that's producing everything from alfalfa to citrus. So all of a sudden that water beneath his land that was doing something of value for that landowner is going to get redirected. That's going to be a sore spot for litigation. There's no question about it.
You mentioned the concern over the use of groundwater in freeze control and trying to mitigate freeze damage. I know that's an issue up in the northern part of the state. Some folks are concerned about some regulations there. Is that something that could be a problem come this winter?
Well, as far as the law is concerned, no. But as far as having access to sufficient groundwater supplies, yes. Because as I said earlier, we do have wells that are running dry. Just as your feature indicated, that's happening up and down the San Joaquin Valley. This legislation isn't going to address that. In fact, there's reasonable trigger points in there of which certain activities have to be accomplished, But because of the ambiguity in the terms and because of the lack of direction, there's going to be a massive amount of arguing, a bit of chaos, and certainly controversy that's going to take place before any of these trigger points can be reached. And in fact, the legislation states that if somebody files a legal challenge to any one aspect of the legislation, all of the trigger dates are postponed. So we tried to discuss this with the principal authors, with the governor's office. Their definition of negotiation, as we talked, they said no. Collectively, all of us in the San Joaquin Valley and across the state put in an alternate piece of legislation that would have accomplished the same objectives much sooner in our estimation. We didn't even get a hearing on that bill. So the pathway that it's being outlined now, it's going to be difficult to achieve.
Joel Nelson of California Citrus Mutual joining us today on Valley Edition, talking about the new groundwater legislation that Governor Brown is expected to sign into law in less than an hour. Mr. Nelson, thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure, my pleasure.